Over the next 5 years, Phoenix expects to get about $130 million from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. But before the city can collect, it must gather community input. From KJZZ's business desk, Christina Estes reports on how the money could be spent.
Feel free to ask me questions.
It's Wednesday night at the Maryvale Community Center near 51st Avenue in Camelback. Erica Snyder is explaining the city's consolidated plan.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, requests that we put this together every 5 years and develop goals to address the needs of the community.
About 24 people are listening.
The way these goals are created are by citizens and residents showing up to these meetings as well as taking the online survey to let us know what they see as needs. And that then structures how these funds are invested over the next 5 years.
The money comes from four federal grants. Three focus on housing assistance for low-income households, people living with HIV/AIDS, and people experiencing homelessness. The final grant is the largest, estimated to be more than $80 million over 5 years. The Community Development Block Grant can be used a variety of ways to support what Phoenix calls low to moderate income neighborhoods. So what's that include? Less than $41,000 for a household of one and under $59,000 for a household of four.
We're going to break up into our small groups.
The groups work together to rank seven areas in order of importance. Andrea McCoy's top pick is infrastructure.
The streets around here, a lot of the streets need work, the sidewalks.
There's also a lot of talk about housing for lower-income people.
Yes. We have a lot of them in our neighborhood, and you would not know the difference. Like, they're mixed in with the market-rate housing.
That's still an issue, because we have several homeless in our area.
So, you know, making sure we have somewhere to house individuals that are coming in, but, you know, giving them an opportunity for decent rent.
In Arizona and much of the country, housing costs have been rising faster than wages. If you spend more than 30% of your income on rent or a mortgage, plus real estate taxes, insurance, and utilities, the federal government says you are housing burdened. Across Maricopa and Pinal counties, about 25% of homeowners are housing burdened. For renters, it's half.
I rated that job creation as number five. I put it ahead of some of these others because I feel that people have the opportunities to work and places to work. That a lot of the problems are diminished.
The only person who pushes for more community facilities, things like recreation centers, parks, and libraries, is Imogene Dolan. She represents a neighborhood group between 35th and 43rd Avenues from Glendale to Northern. Dolan tells Maryvale residents they're lucky.
Because you have the beautiful facilities for your youth and for your families, we have zero zip nada, nothing. We have lots of empty buildings, so our community facilities are really, really important to our area.
She carries another burden that's not listed on the group's worksheets or mentioned as a funding option.
We're holding strong right now, but it's only because of community leaders. And as you can see, I'm old. Our other community leaders are older, and there's not any new blood that's taking over. And so we have a lot of concerns for what is our neighborhood going to look like in the future.
With her mind on the future, Dolan writes the number one on a bright yellow sticker. She places it under a column labeled Community Facilities. Everyone gets four stickers to mark their personal priorities.
We're realizing when we talked to a lot of them were about livability, so trees and shade, transportation.
At this gathering, the most stickers appear under a column titled Home Improvement Program for Low-Income Homeowners or Seniors. There's a tie for second between improving streets and alleyways and improving landscapes and planting trees.
It's really kind of important.
It's a scene that plays out at five other community meetings. A survey on the city's website is open to all residents through November 25th. Last time Phoenix went through this mandatory process, they heard from 502 people. So far, more than 600 have completed the survey. The city has more than 1.6 million residents. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.